It's easier than ever to start a side hustle and get your own thing going, but why do so many people fail at that attempt? You're listening to this episode because specifically you want to start or grow or scale your own thing, your own business, and you want to be successful. You're probably looking at all the other people in your space and going like, why are they so much more successful than me? And what do I need to do differently in order to have that kind of success? How do I turn things around? My name is Shalene Johnson. I am the co-host of this podcast. And today I'm going to share with you specifically my own experience in having coached tens of thousands of entrepreneurs, people who started a side hustle and it turned into something that not only replaced their full-time income, but far exceeded their wildest expectations. I myself have created, I don't know how many different businesses, from physical products, digital products, the list goes on. You know, your girl's been around the block. And I like to share the mistakes that I've made and the missteps that we've had to help you avoid them. So I want to start first with the biggest reasons why I see people who should be positioned to be successful, why they fail. Now, you may have noticed if you listen to many of our episodes that Brock and I do together, Brock kind of focuses more on the social media side of things. And I personally prefer to help you and to share the knowledge I have around business basics, operations, management, people, the things that help your business scale. And I say that because I believe one of the reasons why most side hustles, they reach a maximum and then people fizzle out and they go back to working for somebody else, or they try to start another thing and another thing and another thing, constantly chasing their own tail and getting further and further in debt. And I think one of the main reasons why that happens is because people focus solely or almost exclusively on building their business using social media without doing the things you need to do in order to make sure that your business has a solid foundation. And the crazy thing about that is that solid foundation, if you have someone who can show you exactly what those steps are, it takes like literally less than 2 weeks, part-time. Like just like if you just did a couple of hours a day for 2 weeks, you'd be well on your way to having an established business foundation. What specifically am I talking about? I'm talking about understanding truly your niche, not just your industry, but your specific niche down niche. Who specifically are you talking to? And it is my pet peeve when I hear people say, well, this will work for anyone. This will work for everyone. That's a great way to see your business get stuck. So it's figuring out who it is you want to help specifically, really, really specifically. It's understanding who you are, your brand voice, your brand colors, your brand awareness that you want to create, your logo. It's understanding what images resonate with your identified avatar. It's also establishing, okay, I need a domain name. I need to create an email list. These things, I know they sound big and cumbersome. And some of you may think, well, I already have a website because I get that through my company. No, I'm talking about one you own. You own the domain. If the company went away, you still own the domain. And creating a domain is very inexpensive. It's your legacy. Connecting that to an email, a CRM, customer relationship management program, whatever you want to call it. It's an email list, like MailChimp. There's a million others. I'm not going to list them all. But it's creating an email list. And then it's understanding, like, what's the customer journey need to look like? It's thinking through, like, okay, if I want to help people with this particular problem, I can't just sell them one thing that's the solution, because then I'm constantly looking for new customers, right? It's different than that. It's how do I create a relationship with this person so that I can serve them on their journey? And I think the biggest mistake I see new entrepreneurs making is that they swing for the fences. They want to create this $2,000 or $5,000 or $10,000 program thinking, okay, this is going to solve all of my customers' problems. Like that is a kind of investment that requires a relationship. You know, one of our programs, you can find it on Shalene.com, the Marketing Impact Academy. That's something that we sell for, it's almost $12,000. You're not just like stumbling up on my website and investing $12,000 with somebody you've never met. Like that just doesn't happen. You've got to build trust, and trust comes from showing up day after day after day. You want your own domain. You want to own that. And personally, I recommend that you start with something that's a derivative of your name. So maybe Steve Jones isn't available, but you could do the original Steve Jones or Steve Jones on fire, like whatever. Have something that's a derivative of your name, because, as with most entrepreneurs, including myself, you kind of need an umbrella website because you're likely going to do a lot of different things, build multiple streams of income once you know how to get the foundation right. So the foundation includes, again, setting up that CRM, right? So you've got this place to collect email addresses, but how are you going to collect email addresses? Well, you have to start with, like, what is it ultimately I want to help people with? What's the big goal? What would be the big, giant, you know, end of the road product? And then walking it back and creating a customer journey. And you don't have to build it all out in the first 2 weeks. But if you just knew, like, okay, I'm going to offer these three things, this for a newbie, this for someone who's an intermediate, and this one who's intermediate to advanced, and maybe you haven't even figured out what the advanced course is, but just kind of figuring what that customer journey looks like. And oftentimes the journey kind of steps up in price and in the level of advanced skills that you're teaching, or maybe the size of the thing that you're offering. Like, so for example, you might sell jewelry. And you've got costume jewelry that's for that introductory level customer. And then you've got jewelry that's gold plated, and that's a little bit more expensive. And then you've got fine jewelry. So you're thinking about the customer journey and their experience. Once you have that in place, then you can kind of walk it even one step further back and go, all right, what could I help people with that I could give away for free? So that's your freemium. It's like that thing that you're offering to people that allows them to experience how you deliver, who you are. So don't give people a throwaway freemium. Recently, we started reviewing our freemiums, and there were a couple of them that I'm just going to be very honest. They weren't converting great. Like, people were downloading them like crazy, but they weren't turning ultimately into sales. And I'm like, all right, we got to figure this out. And so when I went back and looked at those freemiums, I'm like, well, this is garbage. Like, unfortunately, I gave the instructions on how to create that freemium. I turned it over to team members who are, you know, no longer with us, and no fault of their own, but what they put together wasn't what I had envisioned. And it was my own fault because I didn't go back and look at it and say, like, is this truly a great representation of what it is we deliver to customers so that they know what they can expect? And it wasn't. So we've done a lot of things to improve those freemiums. One that I've recently revised and improved is our 50 story ideas to help you know what you should be posting on Instagram to help you sell. If you want to just see how we deliver an email, how we follow up with you, I'm just going to be completely transparent. Is when you download this, you're going to get follow-up emails from me that will encourage you to invest in one of our programs. So you can unsubscribe if you want, but my recommendation to you would be follow along and see if we actually could help you. If nothing else, you're going to see what it should look like how to nurture people once they join your email list, how to deliver that freemium to them. And if you've got any feedback for me, I would love it. Drop it below this episode and tell me, you know, hey, I didn't love this process. It was funky, or I didn't like this, or there's a typo, whatever. I always say typos are part of our brand because I do want people to know, make it messy. You will be so much more successful if instead of worrying about typos and mistakes, you get it out there, because the person who you can help, they understand it's about the message, not whether the I came before the E. Also, a big part of your foundation is understanding which social media platform you should own. And when I say own, meaning like you know everything about it inside and out. And today it is different than what it was 5 years ago. And I think one of the reasons why people are failing in their side hustles is because they're trying to do that themselves. They're trying to know everything about Pinterest. They're trying to know everything about YouTube. They're trying to figure out everything they need to know about Instagram themselves rather than just freaking invest in someone who is the go-to expert on that platform, okay? Because you don't have time. These platforms now, when they first launched, yeah, you could figure out Instagram in like a couple of weeks and master it. Facebook, yeah, it wasn't that difficult. Now, all of these platforms are so robust, each and every one of them, you need an expert who's your go-to, or you're gonna waste all of your time trying to figure that out and spend none of your time growing your business, which is the only thing you should be focused on. If you're somebody who needs to use social media to move product, to build a team, to grow your business, you've got to use stories. It just doesn't happen in your feed posts. It's all about stories. But so many people have no idea what to post to stories, or they just run out of ideas, or they feel like there's just nothing interesting going on. So why should I post the stories? I get it. And sometimes you just need some inspo. So I'm going to give you some for free. I'm going to give you 50 story ideas. These are simple things you can use right now on your Instagram stories or even on your TikTok stories. You don't always have to go on camera. These are things that you can post to your stories that keep people engaged, that serve your audience, that build your audience, and you can grab them right now for free. Just go to instaclubhub.com/story. Again, that's instaclubhub.com/story. And as always, that link is also in our show notes. You need an expert who's your go-to, or you're going to waste all of your time trying to figure that out and spend none of your time growing your business, which is the only thing you should be focused on. The next biggest mistake that you might be making is trying to do everything yourself because you think it saves you money. And I'm not just talking about figuring out social media, you know, to piggyback onto my last point, but I'm talking about you even trying to figure out how to set up your website and connect your email list. Like, it is easy, but if that's your bottleneck, if you're like, I know I need to do that, it kind of overwhelms me, freaking pay someone else to do it. Today, it is so cheap, literally. It is so cheap to find people. And we're talking like less than $10 to have someone set up and connect a CRM to your website. Like, you can find freelancers who are willing to do this. How can they make money just charging $10 or something like that? Because they do it all day. They could do it in their sleep. They can do it in 2 seconds. Whereas for you, it's going to take you maybe all day to figure that out. Is your time not worth more than $1 an hour? Like, you're going to spend 10 hours figuring this out? Like, no, that doesn't make any sense. Pay someone to do these things. There are amazing consultants and people who are experts in everything you can possibly imagine, from branding to website design to, you know, the user experience on your website, marketing, Facebook ads, content creation, growing your Instagram, like all of these things. The best advice I can give you is look at anyone who's incredibly successful that you're looking at and you're like, I want to be like them one day. What they probably did back in the day was try to figure it out themselves. But if you listen closely to any of those people's stories today, they outsource all of that. And I know that feels really hard to do when you're not making any money in your business. Trust me, I've been there where there was like zero coming in, but I'm like, okay, so I have two choices. I can keep creating the things that only I can create, or I can spend weeks, months, hours, days trying to figure out how to do this stuff myself, get it wrong, get frustrated, and then never get it right. And listen to what I'm about to say. You can't afford not to invest in experts for almost everything. And the quicker that becomes your mindset, you're going to see the faster your wealth and your success grows. It's a leap of faith, but it's a faith in yourself. It's a faith in other people. It's a faith in team. It's a faith in people. Like, it is really the difference between not what you need to do, but who you need to hire to do that. Great book that really drives this message home is Who, Not How. And this book is exceptional. I recommend it on Audible. Audible books are one of the best ways for you to educate yourself when it comes to being a successful entrepreneur, because the most successful people in your industry, the people who you admire, they've written books and they've told you exactly what to do and what not to do. The next thing I want to talk about is inspiration versus duplication. What I'm talking about is when you're looking at what everyone else is doing and you're just duplicating it. Yeah, it's in your words, but it just feels like a copy and paste. I think that's the biggest mistake that we make. And it's okay. It's, I think, one of the best ways to get started. Like, you know, sometimes that's what you need. It's inspiration. And you're like, well, someone else has done it and it works. So why don't I try that? Case in point, when my husband and I got deeply, deeply in debt while building a single stream of income, that was Powder Blue Productions. It was a fitness company that we developed together. And then we got deeply, deeply in debt, not because of the business, but because of personal decisions we made and addictions. And the only way we were going to get out of that debt, even no matter how successful our business was, it was never going to pay down the debt in our lifetime. We felt like we could never get ahead and we needed to quickly because we owed a lot of people a lot of money. So we were like, okay, we've got to create additional streams of income. I had two small kids, didn't really want to spend more. I already felt like I was working 80 hours a week. So I looked to, okay, let me think about this. I bought these cassettes a long time ago, like back when cassettes were a thing, from Tony Robbins called, I don't care what you think about him at the time, like it really did make a difference in my mindset. It was a program called Personal Power. And when I bought that program, I'm like, wow, I just spent a fortune on this. I don't remember what I paid originally, but I was like, this is just him talking. This is just his opinions, his experiences. And he's making millions just sharing his own experience on these cassettes. This is something I need to duplicate. So I literally copied that. I named it Car Smart because I had so much imposter syndrome. I'm like, oh my gosh, First of all, I'm not talking about anything I went to school for. This isn't school smarts. This isn't business smarts. This isn't smarts from a degree. This is just car smarts. Like, and I called it car smart because I'm like, it's just me driving around in my car talking to you. I called it car smart because I thought that almost dumbed it down so that people would have like a lower expectation. And lo and behold, we sold that set of 12. And it, I'd love to know if you ever purchased a car smart CD, because that really created this emotional bond with my audience. And I loved it. And it was the perfect additional stream of income. Now, that was a physical product, but I really looked at what Tony Robbins was doing, and it ended there. Like, I just needed that inspiration. And yes, I would even say that I almost duplicated his idea there. But once I had that success and that notch on my belt, I was like, okay, this has to be my own thing. You know, and so then I created my own thing, which was a monthly recurring revenue source by having people buy a subscription to CarSmart, and I would ship them a new CD every month. And it was an incredible stream of income for us, which leads me to the next mistake that new entrepreneurs and side hustlers make, and that is not looking at how industries are changing. Once I realized that people were getting this type of content from podcasts, I saw sales just start to decline. This is like back in 2010. Sales started to decline of CarSmart. And it was enough for me to realize, like, okay, where are things probably going to go? And that didn't mean I need to jump ship from CarSmart. It meant that I need to create like a transition where I could start creating a podcast, get enough people listening, that I could get enough sponsorships, and eventually this income would replace this income, because this one was going down just by popularity as this one was rising. So my recommendation to you is to always keep your eye on the industry. Like, think about yourself. Think about how things are changing. Pay attention to artificial intelligence. Pay attention to what's popular, what's losing popularity. Talk to people in your industry. Network with them to understand, like, what changes are they seeing? Like, you know, I hope that you're a part of a network where people are generous with their knowledge. I hope that that's why you listen to this podcast, because I try to be as generous as possible. And I see a lot of changes that are happening to people who are in the course industry. And if you'd like for me to do a follow-up episode about those changes, please share this episode and tag myself and Brock. Let us know that you'd like us to dig in further to some of the changes that I think we're going to see because of AI, because of some changes in marketing that you probably heard us mention in this episode that we did on master reselling rights. I think that could have a pretty interesting impact on the industry. That's why it's so important that you get your foundation right on your current existing side hustle. Get that side hustle making you money so that it's at a place with systems and the people in place that you have the space, the bandwidth to create an additional stream of income. Today, the riskiest thing you can do is just have one stream. You need multiple streams. Things are changing too fast with the economy, with AI, with social media. You just never know when a pandemic is going to wipe out an industry. That's why it's so important, so critical that you get one side hustle cranking, working like a charm before you build your second stream of income. Make sure you subscribe, okay? Because I will release a complete training on the different streams of income, how you build them, why, and in what order I suggest that you build those streams of income, because you can't build them all at once. And some are a lot easier than others. So I'll do a complete breakdown of that. Make sure that you're subscribed so you don't miss it. Hey, thanks for being here. It's my goal to make it brief, to make it fun, and then be done. And we are done.